You know, one of my favorite radio programs is Suspense. And the story they've been doing for the last couple of weeks is really a killer. Seems one Dr. Corey, a famous brain surgeon, has discovered a method of keeping the human brain alive after death. In the course of his fiendish experiments, Corey acquires the brain of William H. Donovan, a Wall Street tycoon. This brain very shortly gains control over Dr. Corey's brain, and when this happens, Corey thinks and talks like Donovan. Sort of a Jekyll and Hyde situation. By way of restaking our claim in the scream and shudder department, the Mercury offers now its own black market version of that rip-snorting spine chiller, Donovan's Brain.
This is the man in black. With the performance of Marjorie Reynolds as Janice and Orson Welles as Dr. Ronald Corey, we again hope to keep you in suspense.
As I sit outside my laboratory door, writing under the heading Experiment 87, this final entry in my casebook, you know, I'm a sort of a fat Ronald Coleman. I realize now that these are the last words I shall ever write upon this earth. July 13th. Today I sat in a radio studio and listened to Niles K. Donovan, the well-known radio announcer.
Tantalizing, tasty, toasted, and guaranteed rust-proof. And now, friends, for the details of our new $8 million prize contest. Sure.
At that very moment, a contest fiend, driven frantic by Donovan's persuasiveness, rushed to the stage, tore off the top of Donovan's head, and mailed it to the sponsor. An old joke, but an extraordinary piece of luck for me. By sending in 7 soap labels, together with 35 cents to cover the cost of wrapping and mailing, I gained possession of Donovan's brain, the living, pulsing brain of the greatest radio announcer ever to read a commercial. That night in my laboratory, I was joined by my associate and colleague, another mad scientist, old Dr. Frugelheiser. I say, Frugelheiser, what have we got here?
You know what we got here, Gory. It's the brain.
The brain of Donovan, the radio announcer?
Just as we planned, Doctor. The brain is alive here in this jar. We are keeping it alive.
Tell me more. I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds good.
But it's all simple. You see, the brain, when functioning, gives off infinitesimal electrical impulses.
Oh, yes.
I've hooked the encephalo groove up to a small amplifying system. The brain impulses can actually be heard. Here, I turn it on.
First time I ever saw a brain with a bald head. I think we should explain that Donovan's brain is being played by Charlie Cantor in a jar of alcohol. Too much alcohol. The brain, ladies and gentlemen, is boiled.
You know, of course, Corey, that those oscillations of the brain are known as delta waves.
Delta waves?
They maintain a steady rhythm.
Any resemblance to the delta rhythm, boys, is purely coincidental.
But, Doctor...
I didn't think that was funny when we wrote it, but...
But, Doctor, what flees from these experiments is the purpose.
Well, don't you see, Frugelheiser, that brain can think. Ask it a question. Anything at all.
All right, I ask a question. Look, brain... Too much is due.
Too much. That's all.
All right.
An accent, yes, but who much, no.
How?
Once again,
how? I'm a German Indian.
Now he's an Indian.
How much is due undo?
No, not that way. This way. Donovan. Brain, old boy. How much is two and two? Two and two. $87 and a set of encyclopedias to Dr. Frugelheiser. This is exasperating. Come, brain, try it again. Two and two. Oh, shucks, tilt.
Ronald.
Oh, there you are, Janice, my darling wife, Janice, my lovely, my gorgeous, my beautiful. Amazing.
It's amusing, but confusing.
Oh, dear, dear, it's awfully warm in here. I think I'll take my coat off. Oh.
Put your coat back on, dear. The brain is blowing its top. And now I've got work to do. Out, out, out. Everyone out. Please leave me.
Wait, Ronald, darling. Don't you see what this is doing to you?
What do you mean?
Well, talking to that radio announcer's brain all the time. His brain talking to you. It's changed you somehow.
Nonsense. I haven't changed.
Oh, you have, Ronald. Why, you used to love to sit home with me and listen to the radio all evening.
Yes, but I don't like it anymore. What good is radio? Sometimes you have to listen to 15 or 20 minutes of entertainment before you get even a teensy-weensy commercial. And that's the best part of radio.
Oh, commercial. Sure, 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 sure.
That's what I like.
Sure, 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 sure.
July 18th. Last night, as I entered the house...
Darling, where have you been?
Why, I just went down to the corner to get some razor blades.
Oh, well, dinner will be ready in a few minutes, dear.
Fine. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'll just run upstairs and shave with those hollow ground genuine green blades which glide over your whiskers and make you face happy. And if I don't get 100% shaving satisfaction, I get double my money back in a floor lamp. Sure, 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 sure.
Ronald.
Sure, sure.
Ronald. Stop it, please.
Sure, sure.
What's the trouble, dear?
Oh, I can't stand it any longer. The same thing day after day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Thursday?
Thursday? Whenever you're thirsty, try a bottle of delicious Pepsi Cola. Sure, 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 sure.
Oh, Ronald, the brain is growing stronger than you.
Darling, how can you talk like that?
Oh, Ronald, if only we could be as we used to be. I love you, Ronald. You're more attractive than ever. Take me in your arms.
My sweet. Now, this isn't supposed to be funny. This is a highly emotional scene. Say, take me in your arms again, please. We get back in the
mood. Oh, you're so attractive. Take me in your arms.
My sweet. You never should have said I was attractive. That's what tipped the whole thing. My sweet, nothing will ever come between us. Kiss me! Kiss me! Donovan, get back in that jar.
Oh, that's the last straw. Ronald, you must make your choice now. Choose between that brain, that radio announcer's brain, and me. When you've decided, contact me.
I must have time to think. Janice wants me to destroy the brain. Should I?
Don't be a chump. Why destroy the brain? Destroy Janice.
Destroy Janice?
Sure, sure, sure. It's easy. It's easy. Put her to sleep first.
How could I do that?
Simple, very simple. Run down to your neighborhood druggist and get a box of Tsetse sleeping pills. They come in four delicious flavors. Catnap, knockout, no twitch, and pooped.
See, there's no time.
Well, there are other ways to put her to sleep. Send her to see Jane Eyre.
No, no, that's too severe. Murder's bad enough, but torture, no.
Listen to me. Go into that room. Sneak up behind her.
I can't.
Don't interrupt.
I will.
You won't.
I can't.
You must.
I shan't.
You shall.
No, no.
Sure, sure.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Up there. I won't hear anymore. Yes, I will too. Sorry, Brain. I take it back. Brain, Brain, please talk to me. Brain, I didn't mean it. Corey DeBrain, Corey DeBrain. Come in, Brain. Over. What's that, Brain?
You have what?
A plan.
A plan? What is the plan, Brain? Finished? You want a half-hour radio show with only 3 minutes of entertainment, all the rest commercial? Brain, you must be mad. I'm going to destroy you. It's no use, Brain. This is the finish.
Oh, wait. What happened? You destroyed the Brain.
Yes, Janice, and now I'm free. Do you hear me? Free. I'll never again be controlled by that monster, Donovan.
Oh, my sweet. This makes me so happy.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Does everything. It makes your dishes sparkle, your kitchen work easier.
Sure.